systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, June 22nd, 2009. My name's Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 208 of the Jam Hole Comedy Podcast. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's what we do. We're here talking to you guys. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. We'll read it on the show, probably. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That spells GOT-P. 4687? Is that right? Does that spell GOT-P? Okay, that's fine. Just call that number. I'm sure it's ours. Today's Monday, the Monday Night Show. Everyone's got a case of the Mondays. We have with us tonight the infamous Uncle Wayne. How you doing, Uncle Wayne?
I'm doing good. How's everybody out there tonight?
Good, good. It's nice that you have your own mic this time, huh?
Oh, really?
You got to, like, lean in and...
Better than looking over everybody's shoulder.
I know, right? Smelling everybody's fucking beer breath and shit.
Pushing people out of the
way. Especially Danny, you know.
I know. She gets wicked, man. She gets drinking. It's like,
I'm telling you. And the farts.
Watch out.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, this is episode number 208. Like we have been talking about, September 25th is episode 250. Actually... Did I mention this last episode?
I don't think you did. I think you mentioned it off air.
So, my bad, but I counted wrong somehow. And the 25th is actually episode 249, which would make episode 250 that Monday. But that's going to suck doing a show on Monday. So, what we're going to do sometime between now and then, we're going to do like a special weekend show or something. And that'll give us one more episode, which
so we
will
can do 250 on that Friday,
right? Which will make 250 land on that Friday,
right?
So, oops.
I think it'll be much better anyway.
And
so.
Yeah, and even if I counted right or wrong or whatever, it doesn't matter because it would still be a Monday, which would totally fucking suck.
Yeah.
For anyone that's planning on coming here, so on thejamhole.com, we'll have all the info on thejamhole.com/forums. You'll see there's an events thing there. We'll have all the info for where it's going to be at, for who the band that's going to be playing afterwards, and then we'll have a Google Map thing so you guys know exactly where the fuck you're going when you guys come here. And we'll have cheap hotel roomies for you guys. I mean, we'll house as many of you guys here. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but whatever. We'll try and keep you guys with a roof over your heads here for free. But, you know, once we get over like 5 or 6 people, then we're going to have to do some spillover to probably the blue and white so you guys can get the full fucking Jam Hole experience.
Oh, God.
Hopefully we can get the same room that you guys heard probably back in episode. It was probably in the 20s or 30s about that story about... how me and Holly were staying in this room and this retarded guy just came walking through the door and like just started wandering around our hotel room and we're just like there watching him and he opens our front door and just starts taking a piss and then wanders back through our room, back into the door, into his room, and then we promptly hear a fight break out and he got his ass totally kicked. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking awesome. I was blown the fuck away. Like that was way before you came into the scene, but we were in our room and we totally heard just like shit getting broken, like a ruckus, like right next to our room, and like, you stupid motherfucker. This dude was like running from the cops.
Hear a bunch
like,
of slamming around.
Yeah,
and
yeah. And him getting punched and shit and like, ow, ow, fuck, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. He's
man.
Go out there and hide the fucking car, and like it was fucking nuts.
And then
we went to sleep, and then I woke up to this dude just wandering through our room. Because you know how
they're connected,
right?
Rooms.
And apparently they did not lock. And he just comes wandering through, and I'm like, I'm laying down, pretending I'm still asleep, but I'm totally watching this dude. I'm like, what the fuck? Is that seriously happening?
That reminds me, in Florida, I lived in a duplex, And the guy next door, you'd always hear a bunch of slamming around, and like his friends would come over and they'd get all drunk and they'd watch wrestling and shit and they'd start wrestling and stuff. And
nice.
And like one
backyard.
Day I had ramen noodles and I was pounding them on the table to crush up the noodles. He comes running over. Dude, are you okay? I heard some smashing around. I thought you and your boyfriend got into it or something. I'm like, oh, whoa, dude.
That's
and
awesome.
Like, every night he's just slamming shit around.
Because I totally just called the cops. So
right. He was really cool, though, dude. He was way awesome.
MDS says, fuck no, I'm not staying with dead mice at Matt's place. I'll risk the blue and white. Now,
good idea, yeah.
That dead mouse, that was
might
not here.
Might get more rats at the blue and white and get it Matt's.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. And that wasn't here, dude. Let me break this down to you. So we have a bunch of coolers and shit, and because Jesse, he was the kid that was doing all the cooler fixing and stuff, he's in Wyoming now doing some construction stuff, so it's on me to get all these clean. So I find one that I'm like, oh, okay, I can do this, because I don't know much about him yet. I've never really had to fuck with him. So I take the air compressor, and I'm blowing it out, because it is just fucking dusty as fuck back there, like way worse than our computers get. From having a dirt road here and shit.
Yeah.
Just way worse. And I see this thing blowing around in there, and I'm like, oh, man, that is a huge fucking dust bunny. Holy shit.
So no, it's a real...
So I dig in the back room, and I'm like hosing it out and shit, and all these dust clumps are falling out, and all of a sudden this dead mouse comes spilling out of there. I'm like, whoa, dude! You have a dead mouse in your fucking cooler. So, yeah, I grabbed it and took it. You know, I had gloves on. Obviously,
right.
I grabbed it and took it outside. I was like, oh, dude, I got to take a picture of this. On the jamhole.com/Twitter, on the TwitPic account, you'll see all that stuff. But yeah, you had that running around this cooler of yours for God knows how long.
Before it died, yeah.
It was solid. Like, solid.
It looked
as
solid, man.
A rock, dude. It was rock solid. It was so gross. So that was pretty fun. And yeah, also, I guess while we're talking about thejamhole.com/Twitter, you may see pictures on there of this accident. So I'm going, I have my Lakesider out today, and I drive out to Big Fork and hit my one fucking awesome stop there, and then I drive all the way back, and I'm heading up to Lakeside, and all of a sudden, coming down the highway, like, I look in back of me, and there's a sheriff, like, coming up really quick, like, right on me, and I'm like, whoa, dude. And I thought he was pulling me over at first, so, like, first instinct,
I grab
the seatbelt, and I'm like, click, and as I do that, as I'm starting to pull over to the side,
he zooms right by you,
boom, blows by me. I'm like, huh. Didn't
they do
think
that on purpose. They do that on purpose just to scare you.
Oh, I'm sure. And that's why I thought at first. I'm like, that motherfucker. I just pissed my fucking pants. I'm like, hiding the pipe and shit. I'm like, damn, dude. So I didn't think nothing of it. And I get down to the intersection, and then I turn to go up to Lakeside. And I get right out of Summers, and there's this fucking huge row of cars. And you'll see it on one of the pictures was taken from the truck, and you'll see the whole line of cars. Just this bad, nasty fucking accident. It was.
I saw that, and it looked pretty crazy.
I have better pictures on my actual camera, because you can, like, zoom in, because it's 7.2 megapixels.
Did you actually use your regular camera
I took some pictures on my camera of it, so I could get, like, nice big pictures and zoom way in and see it. But it's, like, this big truck that was rolled over on its side, and then an SUV that looked like it hit it, because the whole front end was just fucking crunched and shit. And they had, like, probably 10 or 12 cops out there, sheriffs and highway patrols and ambulances and fucking all these unmarked cars that just had lights in them that were just, like, I guess, off duty. I don't know what the fuck, volunteers, firemen and shit. And, yeah, dude, I was sitting there on the clock for a good half hour just like, da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, huh, might as well take some pictures. And I get out and I climb onto the top of the truck, and I'm just sitting there, like, watching this whole fucking thing. And people are walking down the road because there's, like, a bike path. Excuse my face. There's a bike path there, and people are walking with their camera phones and shit. So I didn't feel too bad about taking pictures of it. But then as we get going, I got a little closer, so I started taking more pictures. But yeah, if you go to jamhole.com/Twitter, you'll see some demolition derby shit. It was crazy, though, because I don't see... It's like it's just a sloping, like a swooping turn, and I don't understand how there's a turning lane there. So unless that truck was coming and someone tried to make the turn, and that's what did it. But I don't know.
Maybe they were just wasted and didn't know what they were doing.
At fucking 10 in the morning?
Or maybe they're twittering.
I guess.
While driving.
That. Yeah, that could happen.
No, people around here wake up at 7 o'clock and start drinking.
Yeah, they do
right,
that.
They could work night shift, get off early in the morning, start drinking, like my mother.
Hit the casino on the way home.
And then again, they could be just stupid, too.
Or that's probably more along the lines of what actually happened.
But if you follow thejamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I, you'll see my Twitter account. And I went out to eat with my uncle and my mom, my dad, my brother. And on our way back...
Your gay brother?
Yes, my gay brother.
Sorry, I just gay brother. Wasn't sure if that was the one.
He's my only brother.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad then.
But my Uncle Wayne was giving me a ride home. And on our way home, we saw some guy getting pulled over right where I got pulled over the other day. And then up like 3 blocks away from that was another guy getting pulled over. And there's just sheriff cars all over the place, like right in front of where we live, like on that little stretch of highway.
Oh, yeah. They're...
And holy shit, dude. It's so amazing. They're just aching to pull people over right there.
Ever since that, the guy that always cuts my hair, we told that story a long time ago, probably 20, 30 episodes ago.
Yeah,
his sister, and she was pregnant, and then she had her kid in the car. They got hit and killed. And all in all, that whole week... like 6 or 7 highway road fatalities. Yeah. And ever since that happened, they like totally souped up all of the fucking cops around here. They're just out in full force driving
around.
That was
a pretty crazy accident.
After that, and then the one that just happened today, they're out even fucking more, which is dumb. I mean, I guess they gotta do what they gotta do, but it sucks for the rest of us to actually know how to text and drive and shit and roll cigarettes while they're driving.
Yeah, I was only doing like 5 or 8 over, and it's like, dude, you know, I'm just on my way home.
Yeah, when you got pulled over.
Yeah,
with
and
the
I'm just on my way home, and I fucking worked the double. I was tired. I had a fucking guy who just got out of jail in my car, like, that day.
So people were asking about that. As you can see, I'm here. Still got my head attached. You're still here.
I'm still here.
Everything else, still here.
Nothing stolen.
Both cameras, yeah, everything's good.
He actually gave me back the jam hole hoodie that I left in the hotel room.
Appreciate that, because I haven't seen that fucking hoodie for like months.
Yeah,
I
didn't know where. I thought I left it at my house or something. I had no idea where I left it.
I was baiting her. I'm like, hey, here's a hoodie. Now I know you have to see me again, because you won't steal my hoodie.
Yeah, I would.
I'll see you again, and I'll be like, what the fuck, bitch? Where's my hoodie?
I even forgot to tell Wayne about that. Wayne, do you remember the guy who wrecked my car?
Oh, yeah.
Zach? Yeah, he got released from jail the other day and found me on my lunch break. And I was like, holy shit, and, you know, it scared the crap out of me and stuff. But he wanted to ride up to where I work to talk to my boss, maybe get a job back. Couldn't do that. He didn't have a place to stay, so we let him stay here that night. And then we drove him to the Samaritan House.
Yeah, and I saw him today, actually.
Did you? I haven't seen him.
Before I went out of town, he was walking down kind of by the cop shop, go figure.
Ah.
But yeah, he like looked up and saw the truck, I guess, and was like, hey. I was like, hey,
you didn't get to
up?
Stop and talk to him?
No, I was going.
I wonder how he's doing. I wonder if he actually got a place at Samaritan House or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't have like all his stuff with him, so I imagine he left it somewhere. So
we don't really care. I mean,
well, I don't know.
He's a jerk, so...
Well,
he seemed like a nice guy. I only just met him that one night, and he did the show with us, and he was very entertaining, I have to say.
He's a good kid and everything. It's just that he's a kid. He needs to grow up a little bit. He's made some bad choices.
You can't actually deal drugs for a living.
No, you cannot.
Because eventually, it's going to catch up to you. Unless you're running cartel shit, and you have lawyers in pocket, and you have people on the police force in pocket next to your little pocket hose... Then maybe you can do it, but
he
just
messed up, and the fact that he just got out of jail, he knows no one in this town, he has nowhere to go. I mean, even though you wrecked my car, I don't wish that on anyone, not having a place to stay or anything. You know, it's like,
yeah, that sucks. I've never really been in that position because I've always had parents, one or the other, that I, you know,
yeah, he
was
has
able
nobody,
to, yeah, and that I couldn't put myself in that position. That would totally fucking,
I mean,
suck.
He's,
which is why I called you on the way back and I was like, God damn it, you can let him stay here tonight. And it was kind of bugging me a little bit, you know, like I said before, it's the humanitarian in me.
I mean, he absolutely has no one, especially if he's calling me and the whole wrecking my car and running from the cops is the reason he's in jail and I wanted to kill him at one point. So he absolutely has no one if he's calling me.
Yeah, so your
car... Wouldn't hurt me if you did.
Go ahead.
What?
I said, it wouldn't hurt me if she did kill him.
Well, yeah, it would hurt her, probably.
I'd probably be in jail.
Yes. I'm sorry. I just don't have any use for somebody that does that to somebody.
Well, yeah.
You know. People mess up, you know.
You make mistakes, but when it's that large of a mistake, it's very hard to forgive someone like
that. It took a long time to get over it and stuff, but,
yeah,
you know,
if you would have saw him, you know, like a month after it happened, you probably would have not been like, oh, I'm sad that he doesn't have anywhere to go and this and that.
Like, a day after that happened, I saw him and I punched him right in the face.
Exactly.
So I got mine. I felt a little better and, you know, whatever.
So, let's talk about your car. Not in operation, huh?
Not in operation.
So, I had to get up and I was going to work, so it was fine. It wasn't like my day off on Sunday that I had to get up early and take you to work and shit, but I had to take him to that one place and then take you
to work
and then I got to go back to work, and that was fine. But this was Sunday, wasn't it? It was Saturday.
Saturday when my car took a crap.
Yeah, because then I took you to work, and then John calls. You guys know John. He's been on the show, Mr. Cheney. And he's like, hey, my truck doesn't run. Can you give me a ride to work? And I'm like, what the fuck? What is up with this restaurant and me having to give everybody that fucking works there a ride there? But he made it very worthwhile, I have to say.
I heard.
He told me an amazing story about being at the bar and watching some dude get his fucking head stomped in.
Nice.
So that was pretty sweet. And then we saw a fucking accident right there, right by where you work at, on the highway. Like, we're coming down the highway, and all of a sudden this truck, like, just peels out right into another one. It was so funny, because he went from, like, a dead stop, and, you know, the car in front of him started to go, and you could see the smoke from his tires.
He's like, peeling out, like, trying to hit him.
Peeled out right into it. It was the funniest thing. We, like, looked at each other like, dude, did you seriously just see that? Oh, my God.
Oh.
So it did totally make it all worthwhile between that and this story. So that accident and then the accident today. Like, hey, guys, are you cool? Like, do you guys need driving lessons?
But,
go ahead.
I do believe my car, because it's not fuel injected. It doesn't have a carburetor or whatever. It's got the oxygen sensor that sends a signal to
your
the
car and every
air
car
filter.
Made past like 1989. Right.
Well, it's keeping it like a carburetor would choke it. It's doing like that and totally, it's making it flood itself. And so when I unplug the air sensor, It runs okay. It's still kind of iffy or whatever. I'm kind of afraid to drive it.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
I don't know how much that part is going to be.
Probably a bunch, because it's an
worried.
Isuzu.
Yes, I'm very worried that it's not just the air filter. I'm worried it's the O2 sensor.
Oh,
it's
going to be a whole
signals.
It's going to be a whole bunch of shit, dude. You ran that little play school fucking Tonka toy of yours through a fucking forest.
Right.
You're lucky that's the least problems. You're lucky it still starts.
No, I got it fixed from what he did.
Oh, well, apparently not very good.
Well, it's not going to. They're not going to fix that crap. That was wrong with it before that.
Well, you're not supposed to tell them that. She's been like,
well,
hey, it's
that's
still
not going to be fucked up in an accident. The O2 sensor isn't going to get fucked up because of an accident.
If it gets jarred hard enough,
No, well, I got
that's,
sticks
that's
through
possible.
The radiator.
It's possible.
Anything's possible. That's what I've learned in my 29, how old am I? 28 years being on this planet. Anything is possible.
But anyway, all the bodywork got fixed, the undercarriage got fixed, the radiator got fixed, all that crap.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
It does look
sitting
great.
In the parking lot. Looks great.
But
nice looking vehicle.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
But, you know, so I got to take it to a shop tomorrow. A guy I know. The shop is called Whatever Works, which is awesome.
Whatever Works, not my
and,
vehicle right now.
He'll let me do payments on it. So he'll fix it now and give me the car. And I'll give him some cash on payday and stuff, and then I'll be able to keep paying him and still have my car. So.
Well, that's good. So, Speaking of all these accidents, it reminded me of a long time ago. I don't even remember what episode it was. Maybe you guys that have been with us since the beginning can tell me. But remember when I was talking about the highway Zamboni machine?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
How do you even remember that? Because
I listened back on other
have you?
Episodes. A
Uh-oh.
Few.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
A few.
All right.
I don't remember much about it, but I remember you mentioning that.
I still stand firmly behind my idea that we need a big, giant, Zamboni type of machine that whenever there's accidents, you don't pull out survivors, you don't do any of that shit. You just call the Zamboni, it comes and fucking
boom, cleans it all up.
Fucking plows it off on the side of the road. You can pick up your pieces in the fucking ditch and we can continue on with our day. Because, like, I mean, it was fine because I was getting paid, you know, just sitting there and shit. But if I would have been in a hurry or something, yeah, I would have been so pissed. And there was a huge line of cars in back of me.
I saw the pictures. That looked like a pretty gnarly...
Well, that was straight ahead. I'm talking, like, from where I was about 3/4 of the way in the front of what the line ended up being. Like, that line went back into Summers. And that's, like, miles away. Like, I could not see the end of the cars. They just kept coming.
That sucks.
Yeah. And all you had to
do, at least you were clocked in.
That's what I'm saying. If I wouldn't have been, I would have been so pissed. But all you would have had to done, pull out the fucking highway Zamboni machine and just plow that shit. You could even use a snow plow.
Mm-hmm.
They can handle that shit.
Maybe a very big one, like one of the
like one of the county snowplows throw snow and knock mailboxes over and they plow deer. And the deer, like, go up in the fucking, the scoop and just shoot out the side. It is the coolest thing to watch. My stepdad used to do that a long time ago, and he was telling me stories about how they just go down the road and just, they're doing, you know, on the highways, you're doing probably 60 miles an hour plowing the snow, and it shoots snow, like, a ways and shit. And they would see, you know, roadkill and shit, and they would just fucking scoop it up, and it would get sucked into the fucking thing, and boom. Right out the side of it, like right into a mailbox or right into a fence or something.
Some guy's
just
window.
Hanging over the shit. People like waking up in the morning, they're like, go out to
dead
get their
deer
paper.
In their fucking front
yard.
Yeah,
and there's like a dead deer hanging on their fucking fence and shit. It's fantastic.
All torn to pieces.
So I told you guys that Braden was going to be on the show today and we were going to bro it out. We were going to talk about what was going to be the future of his part in this show. And I texted him today, and obviously, you guys see that he's not here. It's just us three. So I text him, and he's like, you know, I'm still not really feeling it. So I'm like, all right, well, that's understandable. Just, you got to email me something that I can read on the show so people know what's going on. So, this is entitled Resignation.
Really sad, though.
Well, it is.
I miss the guy.
For me, because, you know, when me and Travis first started this show, Travis was with me for like one or two episodes,
yeah,
and then
lame.
He kept not coming, and Braden was the first person I called, and I didn't even really hang out with him that much. I just knew he was a geeky nerd like I am. And
how did
we
you
would,
know him?
He was friends with my brother, and we did a lot of LAN parties together because of you know, him being a geeky nerd. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, he would be totally into this podcast thing, and he's
and he
young
totally
enough
was, and
to where I could, you know, mold him into a good podcaster. He's not old to where he has bad habits for,
right,
you know, talking in mics or anything like that. Like, he's totally fresh. I can. It was the whole idea when I was dating the 17/18-year-old that I could mold her into the perfect girlfriend because she hadn't been with enough guys to where they ruined her, you know? It was like a clean slate to work with. I guess that didn't work out as well either, but
so you do need someone with more experience.
Right,
is.
I guess.
You know, I didn't know him very well. I knew him just a couple times. I, you know,
yeah,
gave
you
him
just
a ride
knew
home
him
those couple times. I talked to him a little bit.
Yeah, and just from being on the show, and you drove him home, yeah.
I thought he was pretty nice guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just knew him from Anna's, and he seemed like, you know, when I first met him and stuff, real quiet, shy, and
well,
that's
yeah,
how
and
he is to new
he's
people.
He's like that.
Stuff,
he was
yeah,
quiet, but
him.
when he was in the truck with me, you know, in the car with me when I gave him a ride home.
Before,
he was,
after
he was
quiet,
puking. But he talked about things, you know, and
yeah, once you get to hang out with
him a little bit.
Yeah, Doug from Ohio says, Matt, I'll co-host with you. Fuck Braden. Just kidding, Braden. In parentheses.
But, you know, he was really good on the show. He had a cool voice.
Well,
I
that's the thing.
And
like, we made this show what it is. Like, we built it up until, you know, I met you, and he's been with me through many girlfriends and many problems, you know, with the whole pill thing and this
I'm
and
so
that.
I'm so glad that we've worked out.
And, yeah, I mean,
better than
I
what your
be
last girlfriends have been, I guess.
Well, yeah.
From what I've heard from Braden, they all
well,
sucked.
He hasn't taken your car and wrecked it yet.
Right. Not
right.
Either.
Right.
I actually know how to drive, and I don't have any warrants. So
yet.
So here's what he wrote. I had about 2 weeks to decide what I wanted to do. Either come
Wait,
back. What?
I'm going to squirt a tear.
Don't interrupt the resignation.
I'm
going
to squirt a tear.
Preach.
Go ahead.
I had about 2 weeks to decide what I wanted to do. Either come back or be done. Really, guys? This is serious.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Jesus. As much as I don't want to quit on the show, I just don't feel it anymore. I never thought I would want to stop doing this, but I guess I just reached a point where it wasn't fun anymore. It started to feel more like something I had to do and not something I wanted to do. Maybe 3 days a week was too much for me and it burned me out. It was fun for a long time, but now if I was to come back, I wouldn't be able to put my all into the show and it wouldn't be the same. I've thought about this a lot and still don't want to stop doing the show because I've been doing it for so long and put a lot of me into it, but I can't just go back to the show or I'll just start to hate it because it's not what I want to do anymore. I hope Matt continues to do the show for as long as he can keep it going. I still love the show and all of you guys and all of your support for the past 200 plus episodes, but it's time for me to part ways. Maybe sometime down the road, if the show is still going, which I hope it is, I'll feel differently and come back if Matt still wants me. I wish you all the best, and thank you for the good times we got to share together because of the jam hole. Brayden.
Aww.
I'm about to cry now.
I know.
God damn it. See what you did?
I know. So, he still really loves us, and he loves the show. He's just
not into it. And tired. It is, I've said it before, it's a lot, 3 days a week, it's a lot of commitment for someone that's he just turned 19. He's had two birthdays on this show now. The first one when we first started, back when we were doing the show at the office, and I got him the pink bunny rabbit, and then the one a while ago,
It's kind of like my job, you know, I've been there for a long time. You just get you know, burnt out after a while, but I usually just take a vacation and then I'm okay.
Yeah, and maybe 2 weeks wasn't long enough. It's just I know I have you now, and Doug from Ohio says, at least Danny is a suitable replacement and she has bigger boobs than Brayden, which is a plus.
Thanks.
It's definitely a plus, but I mean, it's not the same. I mean, Danny is illiterate. She can't fucking read
Now
I have to read all the stories and stuff, and that's what he kind of felt like it started to become, was that he just was here to read news stories and that was it. And he said that, I don't remember what episode it was. I don't remember what we talked about last episode. But he was like, you know, I'm just here to do some news. And he was into it and shit. But I think, you know, you do this thing 3 days a week for 200 plus episodes, and it's the same kind of news stories, and I'm starting to see it myself, and I was starting to see it with Sick and Wrong, how they would keep bringing, you know, the same kind of news stories to the table every week, and, I mean, times that by two more shows a week, and, yeah, it's going to get a little repetitive, and I understand that. I try and, you know, change it up a little bit here and there without straying too much from the main structure of the show, if there is any. But, I mean, I think the whole thing is he's young, and he's just kind of, he did it for as long as he wanted to, and it started turning into, like he said, something he had to do instead of something he actually wanted to do, and that was it. And I am glad that, you know, he knew enough to be like, you know what, I'm not being able to put my all into this anymore. Rather than, you know, come on the show and just be like, yeah, here I am, another fucking episode. Like, he knew when to be done with it rather than just come here and just not give a shit about it.
Just be total,
and
you know,
for that,
shit.
That's awesome that he did that. You know, I wish it didn't happen like that, but it did. And I did ask him, I'm like, you know, you're going to be here for episode 250, and he's like, I'm like, you know, you're more than welcome to be on the stage with us because you were here for most of those fucking episodes, you know, like,
yeah.
It's still your half of your thing, you know. So he said, yeah, I'll definitely be there for that. So I'm sure we haven't seen the last of him on the show, so don't start crying or anything, but he's not going to be on it every episode. He'll be on it, you know,
once
he's more than welcome to come here whenever he feels like talking some shit, but he's not going to be here, you know.
All the time.
All the
no
time.
Kind of set
so,
thing.
From now and Danny will do the show, and we will keep it going, and if Danny leaves, I will keep it going. I've done one episode by myself, and it sucks, but it doesn't suck enough to where I'm like, man, I'm just going to give up this thing. Like,
you know,
I'm
what?
Going to keep doing this. So.
And you know what? I honestly believe that even if we did break up, it would have to be horribly bad for me to say, you know
Holy
what? I don't
want
to be on the show anymore or anything. you know, I'd still like to come on the show, even if we did break up, I think.
Yeah, MDS has a good point. He says, Braden was just ashamed about doing the rape story twice. He never showed up to apologize for that. That was his last show. I never thought of that. Did we give him too much shit for doing that?
No, like, that could have happened. We didn't give him any more shit than we normally do.
Huh. Oh, well. So long. It's been fun. But, yeah, he will be up on the stage for September 25th live show. And I'm sure he'll make an appearance here and there. It's just when he wants to do it, he'll do it. And like I said, the door's always open. He knows he's more than welcome to be here. All the emails that go to info@thejamhole.com will continue to go to him also. I'm not going to, like, remove the forwarder to his email address or anything. So you guys
can still lie.
Huh?
I said, you lie.
Well, no, unless he asks me to. If he's like, dude, I'm sick of getting all this fucking email, you know, then I'll remove it. But unless he does that.
He probably still wants to know what's going on.
Well, yeah, and so. I still want him, especially if he's going to do it every now and then. He needs to know what's going on and
you
stuff.
You remember when I asked him, I was like, hey, did you listen back to that episode that you weren't on? And he's like, fuck no, I'm not on it. Why would I listen to it? I wonder if he listens to it now.
I don't know. He said, like, you know, he still loves the show and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, you guys can still get a hold of him at info@thejamhole.com. Everything, you know, goes to both of our things. We have it forwarded and all that stuff. So it does suck, but you know, we're gonna keep it going. I'm not gonna just quit the show because of that, you know.
And I'll be around from time to time.
Yeah, and I mean, we've met a lot of great people because of this show. We've had a lot of good times. We've taken some awesome trips, the cruise and the fucking New York trip. Like, we've done a lot of awesome fucking shit that I never would have done. Cool people that I never would have met if it wasn't for this show. And just because I lose, you know, my co-host, I'll find someone else to do it. I don't want to make it sound like he's easily replaceable, but everyone can talk, you know. No one talks like him, but, you know, Danny does have...
Well, I can talk like Brandon anytime I want.
Danny does have awesome boobs, so...
Yes, they work.
MDS says maybe he's moving to San Fran to be with Shazam.
Wow, that sounded great. Maybe he's moving to... Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Could you blame him?
No.
I don't know, considering she's twice his age, but...
Hey,
you know,
but she knows what she's doing.
I've banged older. It's cool.
Whoa.
I'm so fucking dead, dude. This is going to take some explanation, all right?
What?
My wife goes crazy when I come in her, okay? Loves it. She really likes the feeling of liquid shooting into her or something, because, you know, she's totally fucking nuts about it. It's like a fucking fetish. So, last week, she went totally overboard, okay? We were having sex, and everything was going great. But when I said I was about to come, she grabbed me by the shaft of my dick, forcefully yanked me out of her, got a fucking jar from the drawer in the nightstand.
Whoa.
And collected my fucking semen in it.
Whoa.
Yeah, weird ass shit, right?
What a creepy chick.
Anyway, I was asking what the fuck she was up to, and she tells me she wants to save up my jism so she can take it all at once. She sticks the jar in the fridge and tells me we can't have any more sex until I fill the thing entirely.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's wow.
And long story short, I just don't got that much juice in me. So after a week of trying to jack it until I could fill it, my penis felt like it was going to burst. So I decided to cheat. I topped it off with some of this Dove soap she has because it looks a lot like semen. So I give her the filled jar all indignant, like, because she made me do this, and she promised me lots of kinky sex for it. Then she pulls a fucking turkey baster out of her dresser, sucks up the contents of the jar, sticks the baster in her twat, and lets it rip. As it turns out, soap apparently burns like a motherfucker when you put it in a woman's pussy. Oh shit. When did that happen? Like 10 minutes ago. Then what the fuck are you doing on AIM? Are you kidding? She's been in the bathroom for the past 10 minutes screaming like a fucking banshee. I needed leverage. If she murders me now, I've got a witness who can testify against her.
Oh my God.
Oh shit, she's coming out now. If you don't hear from me in a few days, call the cops.
Oh my God.
Huh?
Wow, where'd you find that?
Actually, our Uber web geek, Chris, sent that in to us. It was a quote from the bash.org database.
Oh my god, that is amazing.
How would that, I couldn't.
That's wild, man.
Is it wild, though, that your girl is like, no more sex until you fill up this fucking jar with your semen?
That's just so
I can squirt it in me. Like, I like it when you come in me. So what if I took a turkey baster full of cum and came in me? Oh, it'd be so much better, right? Until your boyfriend fills it up with fucking soap, and then that's the
you
end
burn
of that.
Your twat. Jesus Christ.
Awesome. Thank you very much for that, Chris. So I watched The Hangover finally.
Oh yeah, I've never seen it.
Really? It's
neither have I.
It's not. It was very funny. It was very entertaining. It's not as hilariously awesome as what everyone was like. Oh my god, funniest movie ever made! Like all this shit. People hyped it the fuck up. It was good. Zach Galifianakis and a couple other guys. I don't recall their names off the top of my head, but so it was a good movie and all that. Guess what song played as the credits were rolling?
What song?
Flo Rida.
Flo
you
Rida?
Spin my head right. Damn you, Flo Rida!
No,
he is the bane of my existence.
Wayne, you don't understand. He's been bitching about this song for the past, what, 5 episodes, I believe?
Yes, at least.
Oh,
count
my
it
God.
Number 6, baby. I fucking hate that song. I hated it when it was the original song. I hated it when everybody else fucking redid it. And I hate it. Oh, I hate it so bad. And still, to this day, I was in the office today, fucking, they had the radio on, I heard that song like 4 fucking times, and I was there for like an hour and a half, 4 times. Like, did you guys lose your music hard drive a long time ago, and that's the only song you had?
Maybe they're just changing radio stations, and it's playing on like every other
one. No, I thought that. Oh no, it is the same one. The same one. I bet you, I guarantee it, I could flip through the fucking dial, and at any given moment, I can find that song on a fucking radio station here.
That's ridiculous.
And that's weird here, because we're in Montana, you know, we don't have, like, the fucking normal, like, here's your hip-hop radio station, here's your rap radio station, here's your alternative, like, we have, like, 4 radio stations.
Right. Country.
Rock, country. Rock. And then
like old
the
rock.
Two that play like new music, and their new music is what I heard. I heard Whoomp, There It Is. I heard Baby Got Back. I heard Can't Touch This. And then in between each one of those songs is Flo Rida, Spin Me Right Round, Right Round.
Well, I know what to get if you get sick. Now,
oh,
I'll send
please.
You a good one of those recordable get well cards.
Oh, with that song playing.
Yeah.
Oh, if you guys ever want to make me kill myself, send that to the P.O. box. It will happen. Doug from Ohio says, oh, going back to the semen thing, imagine if she had drank that shit.
Oh, wait.
I would have been like, that's what you get, bitch, for holding out on me.
Wait, I recycle my own semen.
I recycle. That's so weird, though. Like, you have company over, and they're like, oh, what do you got to drink? Oh, what's this? Is this milk?
Oh, no, that's coconut milk. Go ahead. Have
good.
A drink.
That's so gross.
Oh, I would totally just let him drink it, too. Like, go right ahead. It's fine. No big deal at all. Oh, and you know what I put together the other day?
What?
You know how Flo Rida, it's F-L-O hyphen R-I-D-A, right?
Right.
What does that spell without the hyphen?
Say that again?
Florida. Weird.
Whoa.
Weird
Florida.
Coincidence. Our most fucked up state? Our most annoying fucking song? I don't think that's a coincidence. I don't think it is.
Oh, I just turned my cam, by the way, so everybody can see
Uncle
Wayne.
Oh, yeah, you
guys
can see Uncle Wayne over there.
Yeah.
So, if you guys were following the jamhole.com/Twitter, I got a few comments about this. I'm sitting here editing video, finally getting the rest of the New York videos up. If you go to
which you did a great job on,
thank you
way.
Very much. I got like 4 more of them up. Thejamhole.com/YouTube, you'll see more videos from our New York trip, including Danny's birthday, how we celebrate her birthday on $5, and how she totally ruined it. You will see two. No, I didn't find
you didn't
that.
Get that one?
I couldn't find that video. I know.
Because I watched it on there.
Is it?
It's on there.
On YouTube?
No, not on YouTube.
Okay.
It's still saved on the bio.
I might not have gotten to that yet.
Okay.
That wasn't your birthday day, was it?
Yes, it was my birthday.
Really? Okay, because yep. That's what day I'm on, so it must be the video right after where I stopped. But anyway, thejamhole.com/YouTube, you'll see her birthday. You'll see a couple videos of us at the pre-show for the live Keith and the Girl show that they taped there, all of us hanging out in the Viva Pachiva where that play was. They have a big foyer, and we're all hanging out in there. You'll see Efmos and Patrice and Newsy and his boyfriend at the time, and everyone just fucking being wasted and shit. So those are all up. So I'm sitting here editing video, and earlier that day, I was watching The Secret of Moon Acre. Don't ask
what?
Why. Tim Robbins was in it, I think, and that's what made me want to watch it. And it's like a Chronicles of Narnia-ish kind of thing, but it's like their own tale. And I like that kind of stupid fantasy shit, like
yeah.
Stardust. I like that.
Do you like Stardust?
Yeah, I enjoyed
that. I like that, too.
That kind of...
A couple guys at work made fun of me for it. They're like, oh, Miss Tough Chick or whatever, like Stardust. I'm like, it's cool, dude. It's all over the place. It's
yeah,
weird.
I don't know. I enjoy that kind of shit. So I'm watching. I've had this forever, and I haven't watched it yet. I tried to watch 99 first.
I've never seen that.
Well, fuck me. That show's not in English. And fuck me, I couldn't get the subtitles to work, so moving on. Then I tried to watch, fuck, what was it? It totally was playing all fucked up. I don't know. But then I watched Falling Down, classic Michael Douglas.
Never seen it.
Awesome fucking movie. I think it's Michael Douglas.
You've seen a lot of
Falling
crap
Down,
that I've never seen.
It's an older movie, probably late 80s, early 90s, where he's like a... He works for the defense company, and he's, like, stuck in traffic with all this road construction, and he just loses his
shit. Oh, that's when he whacks out.
Yeah. He loses his shit and just starts going on a rampage. Awesome movie. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, and I didn't remember anything of it. So I watched that again, and then I watched The Secret of Moonacre. Like, all day, I'm just kind of lounging, kind of relaxing and shit, because I deserved it, you know?
Okay.
A little day for me. You were gone. I had the house to myself, me and the kitty. We're just chilling.
Just chilling.
So I'm laying there, right here, just fucking cold chilling it, and I see a spider. Big old black
Jesus
motherfucker.
Christ.
Not being racist or anything, but he was big and black, and he was fucking crawling up the wall, like, crawling up the ceiling, and I'm like, man, he is way over there, and I'm over
here. I'm too lazy to go
over
there.
I'm not even gonna get up and try and kill that fucking thing. You know what? He can eat all the fucking bugs that come in here when I leave the monitor on.
Right.
I wake up in the morning and there's like a pile of dead gnats in the keyboard and shit.
Oh my God. That was gross. You showed me that.
That
you're like, come here and
awful.
Look at this.
We went to bed and I left the windows open and shit, and I left one of the monitors on. I think it was on the Vio.
The Vio, yeah.
Yeah, because it was uploading the episode. So I left it on, and I woke up
all
in the morning.
The crack, right where it folds.
And they were just all over it, and I was like, holy shit. So, I thought back to that, and I'm like, cool. This spider will eat that shit.
Uh-huh. That's why I don't mind spiders.
It's
I'm like,
cool.
They eat bugs,
and
I don't like bugs.
I made a deal with all the spiders here when I moved into this place. I'm like, you guys, you have to pay rent. You have to buy groceries. I don't want to see you, though, okay? You can live. I got tons of shit to hide behind, tons of cable, shit I don't ever fucking touch. You got two bedrooms, a bathroom, you know? Live away the fuck from me, okay? I don't want to see you. If I see you, I'm going to kill you. And, you know, I made an exception to that one because he was way the fuck on the other side of the room. And I'm watching him, you know, like, in my peripheral, just totally watching it crawl and crawl. And I'm watching the movie, and I look back, and it's gone. And I'm like, oh, cool. Movie finishes. I go out and have a smoke. I come back in, start editing video. All of a sudden, this thing, like, drops down from the ceiling and lands on the mixer.
Oh.
And I'm like, ah!
Too close!
The fuck is that? And I look, and it's crawling on one of the XLR mic cables. And
oh,
I'm
God.
Like, okay, that's it, motherfucker. You
that's
have
too close,
breach
bro.
A contract, bitch. I get up, and I go and grab the fucking sandal, because I didn't want to smush it with my mouse or anything.
You're
like a total fucking bitch. I'm like,
You are such a girl when it comes to spiders.
I am very arachnophobic. I do not like spiders.
But then me and like cockroaches. I'll run way the I'll go outside, lock myself in my car until you get rid of it.
I have good reason. I had a bad run-ins with black widows in a shed when I was a kid in California. So ever since then, I
freaks me out. Like, I paralyze if I am...
Well, listen, don't feel alone, because I don't like spiders either.
Good, that's good.
That's one of my
He doesn't
worst,
like snakes either.
Worst fear.
Really? I was just going to say, it could be worse. My stepdad, deathly... 6'6", 300-pound dude, deathly afraid of snakes. The
I
tiniest,
love snakes.
The tiniest little garter snake, and he fucking flips it. Yeah. Ah, penis! Oh, my God, penis!
Flips. Hit me, mama, hit me.
Yeah, he flips his shit. So I grab a sandal, and I come back, and the spider is gone. And I'm like,
oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Where did he go?
I know, totally, dude. And, like, the whole time, I'm looking around, and I must have spent, like, 2 or 3 hours looking for that motherfucker.
Oh, by the way?
Yes?
All the while, 2 or 3 hours while you're looking for this spider? I was at work doing, what, $8,000 of business in about four hours worth of time.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, that was Father's Day. I got my ass raped online.
That's awesome. Like, I'm glad. I mean, I'm not
glad. I wish
glad
I could have been looking for a spider
dead, but,
instead
you know,
of that.
Gets me off on holidays like
oh,
this.
Oh, and my dad was working the entire day with me on Father's Day, so I'd be like, Happy Father's Day. He's like, yeah, fuck you.
Well, that was a good present.
It was great, though. We had fun. But
and
it was
I
so
didn't,
hard.
I didn't totally get out of it because my mom calls, of course. She's like, call your grandfather. You know, he's getting old. You got to call him and wish him Happy Father's Day. And then call Mike because, you know, he's your stepdad. I'm like, God damn it. I totally was going to skate by this time and not have to talk to anybody. So I'm looking for the fucking spider, and I Twittered it. Now I'm like, I went to kill a spider, I went to get a sandal, and came back, and it was gone. And one of my favorite responses was from, I think it was Guardo or Tease Cross from Hotcakes Podcast. They're part of podcastgangbang.com, Hotcakes. He's like, dude, the spider is in your mixer laying eggs. And then I'm like, oh, I just instantly...
You're freaking out.
Oh, man. And it's right, the mixer sits right next to where the Vio sits, and I edit video on the Vio. And I'm scared to, like, sit by it. So you guys should have seen me. I should have turned the cameras on because I literally, like, 2 or 3 hours, I'm looking at everything. I'm looking under shit. I see a spider web from the ceiling down to these CDs. Well, you can't see them, but they're CDs up here, like, connected to the CD case. So I'm like, that must have been how he got down. So I, like, grab that and pull it, thinking I'll see the spider go, wee! But, like, nothing, dude. Fucking nothing at all. So I'm looking under the couch and in the computer. I fucking open the disk drive and shit. Like, I am freaking the fuck out, dude.
Like, you're not gonna rest until you find this thing.
No, because I'm not gonna sit down here. I flipped the couch cushions, my backpack, I emptied that out, dude. I fucking turned this whole area here upside down looking for this.
Did you ever find it?
Well,
check this out.
So I don't fucking find it. And I'm like, all right, I got the cat. And the cat is really quick that when something moves, she's on that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, she saved me a couple times.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know where she's at. But yeah, she's good about that. So I'm like, all right, kitty. I put her on my lap and I'm like, if you see anything fucking move that is not my hand. No, stop swatting my hand. Not my hand. You fucking let me know, or you kill that fucking thing.
She's pretty good about that.
Yeah,
too.
Totally is. Like, I've seen her
chasing
shit.
She never really catches
shit.
It, but she'll see it, and you'll be like, "What are you looking?"
She'll
oh.
eat the shit. I've seen her
That's
eat
gross.
Shit, and I'm like, I've seen her like chase things, and I didn't even know what the fuck it was, and then I see there's a spider there. I'm like, oh, good kitty.
Good
That's
kitty,
why I have
good
a cat. And so I set her there. I'm like, all right, you let me know. And I start working again, but now I'm totally not focusing. I'm like,
totally
looking
cautious about it.
God damn it. And after a while, I don't see it again, and everything's cool. And then you get home.
I'm totally beat, just worn the fuck out.
And you're like, what? Do we have any movies to watch? And I'm like, yeah, what did we watch first? It wasn't Plaguers.
Because that was horrible.
Oh, I was watching The End of Push because I fell asleep during that.
And then we watched
something
else.
And then we
something
watched
else.
Something else. We watched something else. What
and it
was it?
Good.
It was pretty good. What was it?
What was it about? I don't remember.
Oh, it was horror. Book of Blood.
Book of Blood.
Book of Blood.
That was good.
Clive Barker.
Barker, good job.
Awesome fucking movie, I thought.
That
Very
was
good.
Amazing.
If you like horror movies, Book of Blood. Midnight Meat Train, good.
Good.
Book of Blood, also good.
So, I still like Midnight Meat Train better.
Well,
but
yeah, because
Book of Blood was pretty cool and mysterious. Because
it had Vinnie Jones in it, too.
Yeah, Vinnie Jones is the shit.
Bog Bodies or Legend of the Bog? Not so good. Hey, Vinnie, you don't have to do every movie you're offered. I mean, I know it's your job and you make good money, but like, just chill every now and then. Okay,
yeah.
You know, you can. It is okay.
You can pass
to say
up
no every now and then.
Right.
But yeah, so we're watching that, and I
like 10 minutes into it.
Yeah, 10 minutes into the movie, out of the corner of my eye, I see the spider on that far wall there crawling out, and I fucking jumped up in the
and
sandal.
I'm like half out of it, and I'm just zoned out, just trying to relax, and you're like, there's that fucker, and you jump up and run into the room and grab a sandal, and you're like, ah!
I fucking
like,
ran at his ass with my fuck. I was like, ah! And I scraped it off the wall. I was looking, I was like, yeah, bitch, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
He's
you
like,
see that motherfucker? I held it up. I'm like, you see this motherfucker? You fucking see this shit? Like, I was freaking
you yelled at the cat, you're like, what good are you?
Yeah, dude, I was
and you look
fucking
at me, you're like, I've been looking for this fuck for like 4 hours.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
So I did finally I don't know what the fuck the
and
deal
now,
is.
Now that this is all over, you look at the spider and it's, you almost can't see it. It's so small.
Right. It was a pretty good size. I mean, it wasn't, you know, arachnophobia, the movie spiders or anything, like fucking jumping at my face and
right,
shit.
Yeah.
But it was
fucking face
big enough
action
to where I was laying here watching the movie and I totally saw it. So, you know. Doug from Ohio says, Matt the Spider Killer, did you at least barbecue it? It wasn't that big. Okay.
Why is my chat not up? Dating
because
I don't even
get
that.
Scroll down.
No, I'm all the way down. Scrolled all the way down. The last thing I have on it is or his censored.
Yeah, that's the last thing anyone's typed. I'm reading off the feedback. People are actually using the jamhole.com/feedback tonight.
Wow, cool.
Usually you'll just read it out of the chat. But
son of a bitch.
Yeah, you don't go the jam or you can't read the
I can't.
Admin. Okay. So, yeah, finally fucking killed it. There may be eggs somewhere, and lately I've been seeing a lot of these same ones, and I need to find a website that'll tell me, like, what these are, because I'm just, you know, for my own curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, like, big, black, mean-looking spiders. Like, they look like they have fangs on them, but they're not, obviously, they're not fangs. They're the feelers, but
probably some totally harmless spider.
Yeah, probably.
Smashing.
Something, it's probably called, like, the love spider or something, and I'm here fucking murdering
just
it.
Murdering.
It's, like, on the endangered species list, and I'm, like, fucking killing them all.
Oh,
they ain't
God.
Endangered up here, man. They're fucking everywhere.
Right.
So, I would like, this is so great, I would like to share with you a little something.
Oh, this is great.
Thanks,
co-host. I was wondering
appreciate
what you were
that.
Doing. I was like, what the hell is he doing?
God damn it.
Sorry.
One thing you are as good at as Braden is at, and that's talking
covering
when
you.
I'm doing things.
Hey,
appreciate
I'm a little
that.
Better at that lately, so sorry, my
so,
bad.
Back when I used to run Mind Orgy, I used to play a little game with myself to see what kind of search phrases I could get my website ranked for.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really do it so much now, but because of our show titles, because of the quotes, and because when you go to thejamhole.com, we don't have a static front page like if you go to BigMouthPodcast.com, he just has that static page, and then you click all episodes, and that's where all the show posts are.
Right.
Ours, they're all on the main page, so, you know, you don't have to fuck with anything. You go to the site,
boom,
booyah,
right there.
Right there. And
with a play button.
With a fucking
nice.
Play button
fucking
and an awesome subscribe button. You're
right.
Welcome. So, because we have weird quotes and weird titles, and I like to type, you know, I write, so I like to write ridiculous, silly shit.
Which the show notes are done quite beautifully
thank
lately.
Thank you. Thank you. Have you guys noticed lately? I've been taking some time to give you guys a little paragraph of just something.
Very nice.
Something for you to read, and then we get in with the show notes.
I appreciate it. It's very
well,
nice.
Well, good. You know, if at least one person appreciates it, my job is done. until tonight, when I do them again. And
right.
Monday, or Wednesday, and Friday, obviously.
Right. Right.
So, I was looking through how people find our site, and if you guys go to thejamhole.com, you can scroll all the way down in the bottom right-hand corner, and there's like a little icon at the very bottom right, and that's our counter, And it's not a very accurate counter, but it's something that gives me a general idea of how many people are hitting the actual website. And I don't have it locked or anything. I don't give a shit about numbers or anything like that. Anyone can click on it and see how people are finding us and how many numbers we're getting and all that kind of shit. So, I was looking in there today, and one of my favorite ones I found, we are number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 6. I don't know if this is right now, but whenever this was taken, if you go to Google and type in how to get your nuts sucked, we come up number 6 for the Jam Hole Blog Archive episode 188 titled
"So Awesome
Suck My Nuts."
That is so great.
Fantastic. Now, I love Google because at the very bottom of this, oh shit, where is it? Okay. So you type in how to get your nuts sucked. And if you scroll to the bottom, searches related to how to get your nuts sucked. Did you mean suck your own balls? Want your dick sucked? How to get your show sucks? What? Jesus, Google.
Whoa.
How to get your girlfriend to suck your dick? Get your dog to suck dick?
Whoa.
Or get your wife to suck dick?
Nice.
So, hey. If you didn't find what you were looking for, perhaps let me help you.
Yeah, maybe this is what you
meant. Are you trying to get your girlfriend to suck dick? No.
No.
Or are you trying to get your wife to suck dick?
No.
No. Are you trying to get your dog to suck dick?
Yes.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm trying to accomplish.
Right.
So, in some of the sites that beat us, the first one is T-Bog. How many nuts could a wing nut suck if a wing nut could suck?
I like that one.
Number 2 is 10 surefire ways to get your dick sucked, Pop Culture Reviews. Number 3 is Roadstar Clinic, reply, nuts sucked into carburetor, please help.
Amham says, is this a drinking bar?
Nah, this is a faggot bar. That's so awesome.
It's a drinking bar.
It's a drinking bar. And then Google also gives you ads, of course, little sponsored links. First one, find a booty call. Hey, you're looking up how to get your nuts sucked.
Perhaps. Need a booty call?
Do you need a booty call? Do you need to get loaded? Do you need bulk nuts?
What?
Do you need a lot of nuts? We have almonds, cashews, macadamias, pecans, walnuts, pine nuts, Brazilians, peanuts.
Wow.
Nuts to buy?
Mm?
So, and then Urban Dictionary, nuts suck, and then there's us, and then Slipknot, and then T-Nuts suck ass, and then why Hindus love to suck Muslim nuts.
Whoa. Whoa, that's awesome how we get found. Like,
so,
that's so crazy.
I also printed out a little list of the last 20 search engine queries. Now, these are things people are typing in to find, and they type in things and then they find us.
Yeah.
And they actually obviously come to our site because it's registering on the tracker.
Uh-huh.
A Google Images search for 16-year-old slut. Another Google Images search for 16-year slut. Live.com, Jamhole. Google, Money Talks, full episodes, fuck. Live.com, Jamhole. Google Images, 17-year-old slut. I didn't find what I was looking for under the 16-year-old slut category, so perhaps...
We'll try 17.
We'll try 17.
Right.
Fat Boys, Kalispell.
Nice.
Fucking a Shitty Asshole.
Nice.
How to Get Your Nuts Sucked, which was the one
right.
I printed out there. Fucking Toilet Brush.
Whoa.
A Google Images search. 14-year-old slut.
Whoa.
I don't know how they found us.
Matt.
Google Images. Year-old slut, in parentheses. Mm-hmm. Chinese smiley. Shitty assholes. Here's one for the Jam Hole. I'm glad, you know, 1 out of 20 people found what the fuck they were looking for. That's so awesome. Like, and, excuse me, the main reason, yeah, Red Fox says fucking lol pedos. No. Hey, there's nothing funny about pedos.
Evidently unless, it is if they're finding us through looking up pedos.
Unless it's the pedo bear, because that is hilarious.
Oh.
So, and I know where these are all coming from. It's from way back, again, when we first started this show, we did a story about Gemma, that little whore bag in fucking the UK, that posted her parents were going out of town, and she had this huge party, and it went from MySpace, it started on Bebo, I think. And then it just, someone posted it on all these websites, and all these fucking people came and trashed their fucking house. The dog was like ODing on ecstasy. People were fucking everywhere. Like, they destroyed the fucking house. Literally, walls knocked down, destroyed Whoa. The fucking house. And one of the quotes or something was something about a 16-year-old slut because she was 16. And now, of course, when
people...
That was
in your show notes.
Right. And... So when people type it in, there we are right at the top.
Boom.
FBI, I apologize for that. But Sorry. Hey, if we can help put some of these pedos away, I'll bait them. I'll tag them and bag them all fucking day. I'll play Chris Hansen, no problem.
Jesus.
So then, of course, after the one person that was actually looking for the jam hole, back to slut 16-year-olds. I like how we're switching it up. Maybe if I put slut first, slut 16-year-olds, I'll find what I'm looking for.
Oh, God.
Jamhole.com porn, which is not our site. We are not jamhole.com. We are thejamhole.com.
But we have some of that.
Right. And then Google Images, 16-year-old slut. And the last one, Google Images 4. Go fuck yourself.
Nice.
So welcome, everyone that was looking for 16-year-old sluts. I apologize.
Apologize for not having any 16-year-old
sluts.
No, fuck
that. You apologize for looking for 16-year-old sluts, you creepy fucks. Dirty, creepy fucks.
That's probably just like Burger saying what he can get to come up.
Oh, know? No, it's different IPs every time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Wow. Every fucking time.
Maybe it's just our fans, like, seeing what they can type in and see if we actually come up under it.
I don't think so.
Or maybe it's just real pedos.
I think it's pedos looking for 16-year-old sluts.
It's gotta be pissed.
Oh, for sure. It's the internet. Like, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the majority of the internet is 16-year-old sluts.
Yes.
And then the other half are perverts looking for 16-year-old sluts.
Right, of course.
So, speaking of Father's Day and shit, you guys, do you have a good Father's Day? You don't have any kids or anything, do you, Wayne?
Yeah, I have a daughter.
Do you?
Yeah, yes. My cousin Tammy, the one that lives in Florida.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Did she call you on Father's Day?
No, I haven't heard from her.
Really?
A couple, probably 2 months now.
Well, her phone's disconnected because I tried to call her earlier today, and she just hasn't got it hooked back up yet, so that might have a reason to do with it, too.
Okay, well, and obviously, I didn't have a Father's Day. I did call my stepdad, and he was... grateful that I called and all that shit, and then I called my grandpa. How's the weather? That's fantastic. He's great. He's just getting old. You know, World War II vet and all that. And then obviously you were working with your father, so you know I am glad that you got to spend some good quality time with your dad on Father's Day.
Oh yeah, real great, Dad. I'm out of corn.
Eat my shit.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you.
I did hear from a few of my friends though.
Did you? That were like...
Me and wish me happy
Yeah, I'm sorry
Day.
I wasn't
okay.
able to
Which
say happy...
Which was nice of them.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to say happy Father's Day to your nothing, Wayne, but happy Father's Day belated.
Well, happy Father's Day to everyone. Now let's talk about someone who didn't have a very happy Father's Day. This one is called
Please.
Police Say Father Kills Son on Father's Day.
Awesome.
Another tie? a Jackson Township man... This is Northeast Pennsylvania. A Jackson Township man who is 62 shot his 19-year-old son on Father's Day, killing him in the family's garage with a 44 Magnum handgun after a domestic disturbance. Bernard John Ukulele was arraigned at district court in Marshall's Creek on Sunday night, at one point asking a trooper in court how things were going at his house. Hey, copper. How things going? Well, they're good, actually. Oh, Doug from Ohio says, hey, Zach is cool and all, but can we please get Danny back on the cam? That's not Zach. That's
not
Uncle
Zach.
Wayne.
That's my uncle.
This is Uncle Wayne.
Zach is... I don't even know where
Zach's
at right now.
I am Danny's uncle.
Danny's daddy's brother.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's my dad's brother. He's one of my bestest friends. And he's here on the show tonight. That's my uncle. Not
Zach. And he's been here quite a few times now, but usually you're just kind of sitting back, just chilling.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, because usually we have, you know, three or four people on mics and then the phone call system 406-204-4687. You guys want to give us a call? Say hi. But now that Braden's out, we have this extra nice condenser mic that we
that
did buy for him. Oh, Doug says, my bad, I had no sound earlier. Well, glad to see you got your sound working.
But I can turn the cam back if you would like.
Yeah,
why don't you? I don't care. Let's see.
Go ahead and do that. Half of the people come here to look at your boobs. If you go ahead and just point that down a little bit, we'll be good. All right, so
I am disappointed that people don't want to look at me, though.
Well, if you had boobs and you were a chick, remember, 16-year-old sluts.
That's what they're looking for.
13 out of 20 search phrases,
Wayne. That really sucks.
13 out of 20, bud. You can't compete with that. According to police, he had murdered his son at that house hours Sunday afternoon after a fight with his son's girlfriend, Jacqueline Martinez. State police troopers were dispatched to the ukulele home at some address, who gives a shit. While on the way to the home, police learned that 19-year-old Justin Ukulele had been shot in the chest and that his father had left the home in a brown pickup truck. When they arrived, they found the 19-year-old dead in the home's garage.
Wow.
So anyone want to take any wagers as to why, perhaps? I'm going to say a bad tie. That's going to be my guess.
He sarcastically was like, "Happy Father's Day, you fuck," or like, you know, some unappreciative bastard.
Okay,
comment.
Yeah, I could see that. What do you think?
It doesn't really matter what he said or what he did.
Maybe
nobody
he's just a prick.
Deserves to get shot because of something.
Yeah, something
they do
like,
or
not,
say.
I don't know.
Especially
maybe,
on Father's Day.
Maybe for a long time, this kid's just been unappreciative and just took everything and just.
So you think maybe this has been building up?
Yeah,
and it
that's
just,
what I'm thinking.
It just so randomly happened to be on Father's
right,
Day,
where he just gave you another remark that just pissed him off and just pushed him over the edge.
I can see that. Quote, "Initially, it did not look like our male victim was even involved or even home," said the lieutenant. "When he arrived home, the incident escalated to a shooting, at which time we had a male victim shot and a male suspect flee the scene. Troopers on their way to the murder scene saw the suspect's truck driving on Sugar Hollow Road about 1 mile from the shooting. Ukulele then tried to flee from police, passing cars and briefly eluding troopers." They always run. Every time.
Yep.
You know you can't get away, especially
and
once they get the helicopter on you, you're done.
Yeah, and they take cars and drive them in the woods and
right.
Put,
yeah,
like,
if you do
big
that,
sticks
you,
through radiators.
You will get away, actually.
If you run.
Should have did that,
get out
dude,
of the car and run.
And have military training of a little bit.
Right.
That probably also helps.
Right.
At the scene, police spoke with the victim's girlfriend soon after the shooting. She told police that she lives at the ukulele home and that she had a fight with the victim's sister, Jenna, earlier in the day. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Bernard Ukulele got involved in the fight and it became physical. He was like, "I'm gonna get in on some of this shit."
Uh-huh.
When she called her boyfriend at work and told Bernard Ukulele that his son was coming home, Bernard threatened to kill them both, she said. I mean, and really, I mean, if he's making threats like that, like, maybe let him cool off for a minute.
Yeah.
Don't be like, "Well, I'm coming home now, and we'll settle this like men."
No. Let him
like,
chill out for a minute, you
now
know?
Now you got shot. Like, duh.
Duh.
He said he was going to kill you, and he did.
Right.
Okay. She told police that when Justin Ukulele came home, he spoke with her and entered the home alone. Moments later, she heard a single gunshot. She told police that Bernard Ukulele walked calmly to Justin's car, locked it, and then got into his truck. She told police that when she asked Bernard, "Did you shoot him?" he replied, "Yes, it's all your fault," and drove away.
Oh my God. Wow.
"Hey, did you shoot my boyfriend?" "Yeah, I did, and it's all your fault."
Wow.
Just nonchalantly drove away like nothing happened.
Yeah, totally. He locked up the car, too, like, you know, just in case. We live in a bad neighborhood. I better lock this up.
There's other people like me around here.
Right, or maybe it was out of selfishness. You know, the kid's dead. I bought the car, being the father. I'm not going to let anybody fucking take it, you know? I'm not going to let the deadbeat girlfriend take it, of course.
I mean, if I just shot somebody, I am not going to take the time to lock no door.
I mean, right. Unless it's, you know, push button while I'm running to my truck, yeah, and really. I'm like, doot, doot. But I'm not, like, getting keys out, fucking, like, locking the back doors, because you know it's not power locks.
No.
And, yeah, fuck that shit, dude. I'm out.
Oh, man.
The gun. Crazy.
That's sick.
Yeah, dude. Fucking A. During interviews with police, Ukulele admitted to shooting his son with a .44 caliber Magnum revolver within 3 feet. He told police he saw blood and believed he shot his son. Yeah. Yeah. I believe I pulled the trigger and he fell, so yeah, I guess I did it. Really?
What, wow. What kind of gun did this?
.44 caliber Magnum revolver. From about 3 feet away?
From about 3 feet away?
One shot?
I believe there would have been a little bit of...
blood?
Splatter? Not only blood, but action from receiving a gunshot wound from a .44.
Yeah, he's not going to keep walking. Like that blow you
back.
Yeah.
10, 15 feet.
For sure.
Slammed him against the
especially
wall.
Especially a .44 Magnum revolver, dude.
I mean, I'm sure that you would notice that you had shot somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were not the blanks.
Does it say where on the body he
shot him? In the chest.
In the chest.
So
yeah.
That's a lot of impact to take. Like, that'll blow you back for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. The gun was found in the home. It appears that after the shooting, Ukulele returned the gun to storage. So he, like, took some time, it sounds like. He shot him, went and locked the gun back up in the gun cabinet or in storage.
This guy's
went
weird.
Went out, told her that, yeah, I shot him and it's your fucking fault, locked the kid's car, got
and
in the truck,
away.
And then drove away. And it said he was driving as the cops were coming to the scene. So
okay, that's like,
he must have taken probably a good 10 minutes.
It's like, oh, yeah, I just killed him.
Like, totally nonchalantly.
I'll be back shortly. I'm going to go put my gun back in the storage.
I actually
unit.
Just need to go get a pack of cigs. I'll
yeah.
be right back.
Yeah,
like,
really?
Really, dude?
No big
really?
Deal.
Maybe,
fuck.
Maybe listen to the radio on the way there and back, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I might come back, you know?
I gotta go to my house and download the Jam Hole real quick. Okay, I'm gonna listen to this and that'll come into
is that cool?
questioning.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and just lock up the house. Just you got my cell? I'll have it on if you need me. Just,
right.
You know, I got my Bluetooth
yeah,
on.
Yeah, really?
Man.
Is that about it for that story?
Yeah, just about. After arraignment before the Magisterial District Court, Ukulele was taken without bail to the jail, where he will await a preliminary hearing. State police are continuing to investigate the shooting, and that's about it for that story.
Well,
so, crazy fucking Father's Day shit,
yeah.
Man. He was 19. The dad was 62. Does that seem kind of old for a 19-year-old
yeah.
to have your dad be 62? Like,
yeah,
my dad
bit.
Died
yeah,
and he was 50, and I was about 19 or 20. I think I was 20
See, that's
20
about normal.
Happened.
I mean, my dad's what? How old's my dad?
So I guess maybe you
I
know,
don't. I don't know.
Add 12 years to that.
He's
so
like what?
He's
53.
He's 3 years. He's 3 years younger than I am.
Yeah, I guess I could see it. It seems
and
a little
I'm,
old.
I'm
but
54. So your dad's
51.
51 going on 52.
Yeah,
this
and my
year.
Brother's just turning or he'll turn 18 next February.
Yeah. So
February
I could see that. Maybe you know another 10 years. I guess I don't know. Maybe they yeah. started late.
And me, he had me when I was 30, or he was 30. when he
wait,
was
what?
30, so, yeah.
So, Red Fox said there was some guy in Wisconsin here that tried to kill someone to see if he could get away with it. .. He didn't.
He didn't. Well, obviously, if you know about it. But I actually had something I kind of wanted to read.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have stuff.
I kind of do, though.
Okay, what is it?
Come on, give her a chance.
She can, what is it?
This is from the Stumble account. I believe it was sent in to us by Burger.
Of course.
Of course. And I thought it was pretty cool. I was reading it. It's real short. It's called Russian Woman on
Pardon?
Trial for what?
What is this one called?
Russian?
No.
What?
Do it right. Come on. Don't
this
F
one is
with
called
the structure.
Russian Woman on Trial for Raping 10 Men.
Whoa. Wait. A dude raped 10 chicks.
No.
Right, yeah,
Russian
that makes sense.
Woman raped 10 men.
Wait, no. A dude.
Woman.
Dudes rape
woman
chicks.
Woman rapes men.
No, chicks don't rape dudes, dude.
Yes,
dudes,
this one does.
Dudes rape chicks.
Russian women rape
Did
men.
She used to be a dude?
No. Real woman.
I don't believe
Russian.
It.
woman.
You should believe me.
Rapes
maybe.
Men.
I
just found
you
this.
You hairy like a bear.
No, in the report it actually says that she
come
was
here, boost
decent
skip.
Looking. It
vodka?
Says, a young Russian woman, a devoted collector of horror films and spiders.
Horror films?
Horror films
like
and plaguers?
Spiders.
That would
worst
be so
movie
horrible.
Ever.
is on trial for sedating and raping 10 men.
Now, see, there was her problem. If she wouldn't have sedated him and just been like, you want sex? They would have been like, yeah, you want sex. No rape.
Isn't but that you, German, by the way?
I don't know. I'm not good with dialects.
The police were shocked that a 32-year-old Valeria...
That a chick raped dudes?
Yeah.
You and me both.
A
cops.
Quite good-looking woman from the city of Tambov was the mysterious rapist who abused 10 local men after poisoning them with what is it? I can't even pronounce that. Clonidine?
Chloroform!
No, it's not chloroform. It's clonidine?
Oh, clonidine. It's clonidine.
Okay, so
it's a blood pressure medicine. Oh. They give it to addicts when they start going through withdrawals. It doesn't really do much, but the doctors feel good about it.
Huh. Well,
it works better for alcohol DTs.
Yeah. Well, she's drugging them with this
clonidine.
Clonidine?
Clonidine. Okay.
Clonidine. All right.
What would you do for a Klondike?
she probably had to. You know, most Russian women, you could tie them to a plow.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. The ones that aren't all, like, tied up in the mail order industry.
Right.
That's where all the hot ones go, which totally sucks for all the Russian dudes. It's like, man, your biggest export is brides. Like,
right.
What is that? That sucks for you guys. Brides and vodka. Nikolai.
Nikolai vodka. Valeria, who has already been nicknamed the Black Widow for her love of spiders.
I don't like that. Oh, could you imagine, like, you're knocked out on some clonidine and you wake up and there's just spiders
all over the place?
Your ass hurts because she raped you like a man?
Oh, and then she's
man.
Sitting over in a corner having a cigarette and a sandwich smiling
yeah,
right. at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, dude.
Petting her tarantula just...
Fuck that
welcome
shit.
To my web.
Oh, but
she was on a big turkey leg.
No
said
shit.
She would get acquainted with the men and invite them to her place.
Huh?
She gave them drinks with clonidine,
mm-hmm.
Which almost immediately sent them to sleep for almost 24 hours.
What a bunch of lightweight
yeah,
pussies.
I guess, so.
I guess if you mix it with alcohol, though, it does completely intensify the effects.
Probably.
Allegedly, so... I could
I don't
see
think
that.
It would knock me out, man. I mean, maybe like a shit ton of codeine.
All right, we'll see.
You know?
We'll see. When you wake up strapped to the bed and you're like, oh, what happened? Well, yeah. Ask a silly
clonidine.
Question.
It says, after that, she undressed her victims and raped them, tightening a rope on their male organs to keep them erect.
Answers my question.
I knew it was going to be something like that.
I know.
Tie them up. That's why I stopped.
Yeah, how the fuck do you rape a two-way's pet? Oh, okay, got it, thanks.
Okay, got
moving
it. Or is
on.
It like, what
man,
is it?
Man, my balls are hurting right now.
Or is it like 40 days and 40 nights where, like, he's just dreaming of something and he's got a boner the whole time?
Yeah, you're not... Well, yeah, I guess you could dream when you've been drugged and shit. That'd
right.
be crazy,
yeah.
though. Holy Christ.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, dude, all you had to do was ask. Yeah. Crazy bitch.
Yeah. Waking up in the hospital with clonidine poisoning and penis trauma. All the victims could remember was a friendly brunette who gave them drinks.
Oh, man. Always pour your own drinks, guys,
right?
If you live in Russia.
That's just what they say. After 10 drinks, you don't care what they look like.
That's right. Yeah, that's
especially
true.
Some clonidine mixed in there. You
yeah.
don't know what's going on. You
really?
Just,
multiply that by the fucking one. It's like the first drink, you're done, dude.
Finally, local police identified the offender and arrested her. At present, the police...
Because she was the only brunette Russian chick.
I guess,
that, like,
yeah.
How did you
oh,
do that?
Oh, you're slender brunette. You must be the Black Widow.
Because she probably came up to the cops and was like, you want drink? Go
you
to
want
my
drink?
House.
I got clonidine.
Oh, fuck.
I tie your penis. At present, the police know about 10 of Valeria's victims, although one of them refused to file a complaint against her.
Yeah, he's like, man,
right?
That's the best sex I've had all
right?
week.
There's actually a quote from him. He
They're
says,
like, if she's in jail, do I get conjugal visits? Because, hey, I'll be seeing you,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, I'll totally come and see you. A quote from him says, it was great.
Fuck yeah!
He says, I like hot women. I only wish she hadn't used the clonidine on me.
Oh, yeah! I told you!
And that is it for that story. I just thought that was so crazy.
That's fantastic. If you're a chick, like... You guys will throw their dicks
at you. And if you're good looking, why are you drugging
these guys? Is there a picture
guys?
Of her?
No, I don't know if this is a picture of her or not.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But
jamhole.com, once I post the show notes tomorrow, you guys can see all these stories for yourself, of course. But yeah, that's so crazy because usually you don't have to do that to a dude. Like, you just, if you're, you know, a decent looking chick,
you
and even,
pussy?
Even if not, ugly chicks, as long as you have a vagina and it smells relatively clean, like, you can get dick. It's
right.
Not hard. Guys, on the other hand, we gotta rape all fucking day because chicks are not giving that shit up.
I mean, it even
and if,
says.
If this picture is this lady, I mean, it's
she's
like.
She's good looking if this is her.
It's like, please, you know.
Yeah.
You haven't got your clothes off yet?
Bring it on.
I mean, it even
you,
says.
Hey, you bring the clonidine, I'll bring the Viagra, and we'll party.
Really? We'll party all night long.
Yeah, fuck. It even says 32-year-old woman, quite good looking. I mean, I wouldn't see why she would have to rape anybody. Right here.
Yeah, where's the picture?
Oh, I thought maybe that was her, because it's a spider
right
thing.
Right.
I didn't think it was, but if it.
I don't think that's her. But
probably not, but. But yeah, the police say that they were shocked because she's 32 years old. She's quite good looking. You know, she's a decent looking
chick. It sounds
chick.
Like because she has a fetish with spiders and stuff.
She's got some weird
it's her
fetish.
Thing,
she wants
I think.
To do it.
I think it was her thing. It's a power thing. And she didn't realize that, like I said, you don't have, like, you can find guys that will play the role without actually having charges pressed.
Well, maybe she just gets turned on by raping
exactly.
them, you know?
It's the whole power trip.
Rather than them saying yes, you know?
Yeah,
she doesn't
I mean,
want them to choose to do that. She wants to do that.
You live in Russia, like, that sucks as is.
Really?
Mean, like, no offense to our Russian listener. I mean, you guys have internet there, right? Okay, so no offense to them, but, like, that sucks, dude. There ain't fucking shit there. What do you guys have? Siberia
and
the
vodka?
Kremlin and Tetris. And that's it. Fuck, man.
But, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I was kind of amazed about that, so I wanted
that's
to bring
pretty,
that up.
That's pretty amazing.
I did a good job reading that.
Yeah, good job. How many times did you read it beforehand?
Twice.
Nice. Oh, fuck.
And it was short, so.
All right, well, you know how we're always all about fucking people that have kids and then just can't fucking take care of them? And
yes.
We've had a couple stories like this in the past where there wasn't necessarily children involved, but, like, just houses that when people move out are just filled with fucking trash and just disgusting shit.
Yes.
This one is called, and you guys have to fucking go to thejamhole.com when I post these show notes. You have to look at these fucking pictures. It is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, you showed me these.
Picture
these are disgusting.
Children living here with parents. Three kids and parents. Just imagine
five
all that
people.
Living in this hellhole mess. This one is called Children's Life in a Hellhole. Parents Jailed Over Rubbish Tip Home.
Wow.
Three children had to be rescued after their parents turned the family home into a squalid hellhole. The youngsters, how old do you think these kids are?
3, 5, 12.
1, 3, and 4.
I got one of them right.
One, you have a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
All you've been doing for the past 5 years is having babies. That sucks.
And keeping trash. Like, you know, you can actually throw things away. Like, it's okay. You can do that in this society. It's okay. Yeah,
yes,
fucking
there's some really
totally
crazy
disgusting.
Pictures.
The youngsters, aged 1, 3, and 4, were kept inside day and night by their cruel parents and forced to play among the filth and rubbish piled high in every room. Yesterday, the 26-year-old man and 25-year-old woman, who cannot be named for legal reasons, were jailed for 3 years at York Crown Court after admitting cruelty to their children.
Oh.
3 years for this disgusting, filthy... disgusting.
You should post a link to that in the
totally,
chat so these
well,
people
I don't
can
have
see that.
Chat on this computer, but
oh, man.
Yeah, it's fucking it's ridiculously disgusting. Like I can't even describe what it looked like. just imagine everything you've ever thrown out in your life piled in your kitchen.
Oh my god, in your kitchen. With your kids.
And then let's, on top of that, let's just pretend you guys don't use toilets. You don't believe in that or whatever. It's against your religion. So you just dump and pee everywhere. That's disgusting. It don't matter. Just, hey, where are
you at right now?
Poop
all over the toilet.
I'm in the living room taking a dump. Oh, okay, cool. Because I'm in the bedroom taking a piss. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. That's so disgusting, especially to have kids and stuff in
there. Especially to have kids.
Those are your kids. Those are, you're supposed to love these children that you call yours, and you're supposed to bring them up in a world that is better than what you had.
You got to figure, though, if you live like that, like, that's how you're going to live regardless of if you have children or not. Like, that is not going to change anything. And that's fucked up. That is, you shouldn't have kids. You yourself should not be living like that. Like, they live better in fucking Mumbai than this. And, disgusting.
That is disgusting.
The judge told them, quote, "The three very young children were not so much living as surviving in that dark, insanitary, and squalid house. They were prisoners in their own home." The detective of the Protecting Vulnerable Persons Unit in York said, quote, "The only words to describe the house were hellhole. The stench was unbearable, and the house was littered with rotting food and human excrement. Poopy and peepee."
That's disgusting.
Peepee in the pate? No. Peepee on the floor.
And on the couch. And on the wall.
That is so foul. You can see in the pictures, you can see poop on the floor. Like, the toilet's right there, dude, and you pooped on the floor.
You just went right in there.
In front of the toilet. Like, you almost made it, dude. Almost.
Oh, God.
And then you just left it there. You just left it. You didn't even try to pick it up. You just fucking left it.
Without houses live better than that.
Yeah.
In alleyways.
New York streets are cleaner than that. Okay? And that's
at 10 o'clock at night, mind you.
Okay, that might be a stretch. But no. Totally kidding. But they do have trash outside.
Oh, that is so sick though, trying to raise a family in that kind of a mess. That's not cool at all.
Banned from playing in the garden during the summer months, the youngsters were kept in virtual darkness as every window was covered. Eventually, a concerned neighbor reported the dilapidated state of the building's exterior to York City Council, and the authorities moved in, arresting the parents. Passing sentence, the judge said, quote, "Your children were being exposed to quite appalling squalor, a state of affairs you had jointly brought about." And see, totally, I can understand. Actually, no, there is no fucking excuse for this. If there was, though, one parent, and you worked all fucking day, and you left your one-year-old at home by itself, or I don't even know. I cannot see how this happens. But there is two of you there with three kids, and you're 25 and 26 years old. That's like if me and you had three kids and just never threw anything out and just shat wherever the fuck we wanted. And the beds, it shows the crib beds just... I saw the picture where the crib is.
How do you even get the kid in that?
You have a Lexmark printer box there. Like, throw that shit out. Better yet, it's a box. Put shit in there and then throw that shit out, you fucking idiots. You can't see the carpet or the floor. Like, it is trash that much. It is so foul.
I can't believe people live like that. I really can't.
Quote, "Every available surface in the house was knee-deep in rubbish and filth. All three were dirty and unkempt. This was due to your own self-obsessed behavior. You, the parents, are both intelligent adults, and therefore what you did is extremely difficult to comprehend." Are you, though? Are you really intelligent adults?
No, they are not. And you know what? I admit that I'm somewhat of a slob.
No!
Well...
No! Come on.
But even, you know... I mean, me being a slob is because sometimes I come home and I'm just fucking beat.
Yeah, and that's understandable. We both work two jobs and we do this show. Like, we do a lot of stuff.
Right.
And we're tired sometimes.
Sometimes we just don't have time or whatever. But I always go back and we'll straighten up things and we'll pick up stuff.
I took one day, not even that. Right. I took like an hour and cleaned up the fucking, I changed the sheets on the bed. I fixed the bed. I did the laundry.
And like last week, I did the same thing. I put everything away, straightened everything up and stuff. Because I get tired of looking at it after a little little bit.
It took me like an hour to do.
Right.
But if you let it get to this point, there is a certain point of no return, I like to call it, that once you cross that point of said no return.
Hire someone to do it for you, for
fuck's
sake. Move
out or hire somebody. Right. Granted, you have three kids, so money's probably really fucking tight. But you got yourself in that shithole in the first place.
It makes me wonder what
your
the
house
fridge looks like.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting.
Mold and shit
disgusting.
Growing on everything.
Like, take the worst corporate office refrigerator that all these fat fucking pigs share and never throw anything out of it ever.
Oh, my
and
God.
And always eat just half of their food and just keep stocked
that's
up.
That's disgusting.
That is so
oh
gross. Like, it didn't start out like this.
No.
You let it get to that point, you disgusting pigs.
There's probably so many, like, you know, things that are
dead
rotting
animals.
And dead and just there's foul things in the air that these kids are probably getting sick
like,
as shit.
I found a dead mouse in the back of a cooler that hasn't been cleaned out in, like, a year or so. Imagine what the fuck is
he's
living
in
that shit. Like, holy.
Imagine if you delivered water to a
place
like that.
I wouldn't. I would
be
refuse.
Like, no, here, I'll put it at the door. You do the rest. I'm sorry.
I don't want, and actually, I don't want the jugs back, you disgusting fucking
right.
pigs. I deliver to a mother and a father that are mentally, literally, mongoloidly fucking retarded, and they have a child, and they, not much cleaner, but they are cleaner than that. And they're retarded!
Like, literally retarded. Like, what is it, their three-year-old is smarter than they are?
Yes! Like, literally, they are down with the fucking syndrome.
I like how you say the three-year-old says, hi, Matthew, thank you for the
water. Yeah, she
totally
does. And the mom is like, thank you. And the kid is like, thank you so much for bringing us water, Matthew.
A three-year-old.
Like, hey, my pleasure, three-year-old. And the mom's like, I just pooped my pants.
I couldn't live in that garbage, let alone
humans
let my kids live in it.
Oh, no, dude. That's so foul. So fucking
foul. And even you, Wayne, you know, back when you lived in Florida and stuff, you're a little bit of a slob, too. And I'm a little bit of a slob. But we get tired of it, you know, most of the times, and we'll go and pick up because we don't like living like that all the time. We're
disgusting.
Absolutely. That's
tired sometimes, but you never let it get that far.
That's the thing. You gotta, like, how could you stand it, though? Is that a mental thing?
I don't know.
I mean, things have to be starting to stink.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
They
piled
said
up
you could
like
smell
that.
The smell outside of the house.
Oh.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like, down the street.
So, did they take the children
away? Well, here,
away?
The two girls, aged 1 and 4, and the 3-year-old boy were unable to play in the garden, and the house was eerily quiet during the day. Prosecutors said that when the family moved into the house in York in February of 06, it was in a good state of repair. Quote, however, it quickly deteriorated. The smell was putrid. Reports from two pediatricians revealed the children showed a developmental delay with an aversion to washing and language problems. See? You get that shit from your retarded fucking parents. They raise you, you know, so long being like that. You're like, washing? What the fuck is that? It's not even a word in your mind. You don't even know what to take a shower or a bath or to brush your teeth means. Like, you're an animal at that point. And my cat licks her fucking ass clean. Like, it's an animal, and she is cleaner than you fucking humans. Disgusting.
She still even has the urge to keep herself clean.
I know. She's like, dude, I'm not going in that litter box until
unless
you shovel
it
out.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, dude, sorry. And then she does, you know, like, this is, you're human beings. I mean, barely, but you are. You walk upright. You may drag your knuckles a little bit, but I mean, come on.
Uh-huh.
Glenn Parsons defending said the children had not been physically assaulted and their unmarried parents said they loved them. Oh, well, in that case.
Oh, really?
Here's
oh,
your
that
fucking
makes,
house.
That makes it okay then.
Yeah, here's your fucking house back.
Really?
We left
Let
the trash
Let me show my
for
love
you.
For you by letting you live in this fucking filth.
Remember, mommy loves you.
Mommy loves you.
Like, I didn't know what you wanted to keep and what you wanted to throw out,
that's
so we just
we
left
keep
all of it.
No, I love you so much, I have to keep every diaper you've shit in since you were born.
Yeah.
In that corner over there.
Well, you know how parents like to save all of the stuff from their kids growing up.
Oh, it's sentimental. I know it stinks, but
here's the first Lexmark printer we bought, and here's the first diaper you dumped in, and here's the second diaper you dumped in. Like, you... Oh, disgusting.
Ugh,
I don't even know what to say. It's so foul.
So...
He said the unemployed father had suffered from anxiety and a fear of open spaces, while the woman, who worked as a caterer, blamed the man's controlling influence for the cruelty. Right. You're just pointing fingers.
Right.
Yes.
Hide it with all the fancy, fancy, schmancy words.
Yeah, bullshit.
You're just a plain fucking idiot slob.
Exactly. He is afraid of open spaces, so to counteract that fear, we'll just take trash, and now there's no open spaces. Problem solved. He's also has anxiety and is controlling, so the woman is like, whoa, you know, whatever you want, honey. Let's let our children live in filth. No, dude, that's a group fucking effort.
If
you are a parent and your husband is like, I'm afraid of this room because there's no fucking trash in it, you're going to do something. Do something about it.
Put a bookshelf up. Put a TV in there.
Get some of those fucking foam peanut things or something.
Right?
Dude. It was so disgusting. And then that is it for that story.
So did they get arrested?
Yeah, they're going to court for.
And the kids got taken away, I assume?
For now. Except
good.
If the parents love the kid, them.
The kids are probably in this foster home and they're like, oh my God, what is a toothbrush? What?
Doug from Ohio says, these people have babies? That means they fucked in that shithole. Oh my God. I know. Oh my God.
I mean, the kids are now going to have to learn over again how to live
hygiene.
The correct way.
Raised by wolves, for sure.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That whole syndrome problem that they have no... They were kept in that room. Like, they don't know how to interact with other children. There's no schooling. They're... throwaway family, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty hard to come back from, I think.
Right.
Especially something that severe.
So,
what's the time, please?
Oh, the time is 1:34.
All right, let's do a fuck my life and we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Today, my boss hired a feng shui consultant for our small office space. I am the only full-time employee besides the owners, and I work as an unpaid intern.
What?
My company would rather pay someone to rearrange my desk than pay me to actually work at my desk. Fuck my life.
That's horrible, man. Quit that fucking shit. For real.
You can't quit. You're not hired.
Well, don't work anymore. Don't do anything for the place if you're not getting paid. What the fuck?
That's awesome. You would rather pay some fucking faggot Asian dude to be like,
let me just go work 12 hours a day at my job and cook all day and not get paid.
That fool charged you like $1,000 to take your desk from this position to this position.
Right.
Like, fucking done. Red Fox says, this is from the wiki about that murder he was talking about in Wisconsin. Glenn Kopitsky, age 37, was murdered by 17-year-old Gary Hurty in Wisconsin on July 31st, 03. Hurty initially admitted to killing Kopitsky, quote, to see if he could get away with it. However, he later claimed to have experienced temporary insanity that resulted from his rage after a supposed homosexual encounter with Kopitsky. The jury rejected Hurty's insanity plea, resulting in a life sentence.
Wow.
That backfired a little bit, huh?
Smidge.
That's so awesome. Wow. I'm going to kill you, but first I'm going to have gay sex with you. And then he killed him, and then the rage, because he's pissed he's a homo now. He was also homophobic, so he hated himself that much more. Oh, what a troubled web we weave. Today I walked into my house to find several of my friends there for a surprise sweet 16 party my mom was throwing for me.
Surprise!
Surprise! Everything was going great until the doorbell rang and a clown walked in.
What the fuck?
It was Keith Malley. Fuck my life. My mom hired a clown for my sweet 16. My friends took pictures. Fuck my life.
Wow.
You can probably find those pictures all over their Facebook and MySpace pages since they tagged me in all the fucking photos now.
God, that sucks. How embarrassing would that be?
Really embarrassing.
It's like, you still are a little girl.
Aw, here's a clown. Jeez. Mommy, why does the clown smell like whiskey? He's a sad clown.
Later she fucked
Mommy,
the clown in
the
bedroom.
Why is the clown jacking his dick?
Why does the clown have his penis out? Today I got a call from my son's second grade teacher. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
He happens to write and throw with both hands and wanted to share this during show and tell. apparently he didn't know the word for this is ambidextrous because his teacher told me, your son just told the whole class that he's bisexual. Fuck my life.
What?
I can write and throw with both hands. I'm bisexual.
Yay.
Second grade.
That's so awesome. That's going to be an awesome story to tell him when he's older.
Oh,
you know what
fuck.
You said in second grade?
The funny thing is now he's gay.
Right.
Weird. Today I had a job interview with a person named Chris. The entire time I couldn't figure out if Chris was a man or a woman. The interview went as good as it could have went. At the end I said, thank you very much, sir. Wrong gender.
Oh.
Fuck my life. That sucks.
Don't even say sir. Just be like, thank you so much. I look
and
forward to seeing
you. And some people don't have that whole I don't give a fuck mentality. Like, I'd just be like, are you a dude or a chick? Because I am really struggling with that right now.
Man. Like, I would just constantly look to see if there's boobs or like, I don't know.
I would be able to concentrate on the questions you're asking me a lot more if we could just get this out of the way real quick.
Do you have a vagina?
Dick or pussy? Like, just
I am confused.
Pat, watch out, cause here comes Pat.
Well, you know, like, you know,
I used to trip out to that shit when I was a kid.
Like, get up, kind of like move your crotch, see if he or she looks, you know, maybe like that
right.
would be something.
Just be like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You want to join me, maybe, or do you want to use
you're
the
not.
Other bathroom?
Oh, right.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Just ask. It's a job. You're not getting it anyway.
Right.
Today, McDonald's charged me 21 cents for a honey mustard packet. Times
what?
Are tough. Times are tough, man.
That's
well,
bullshit.
Hey, I went in a store the other day and asked for extra mayonnaise for my sandwich. They charged me 50 cents for an extra mayonnaise.
Yeah, times are tough. That's what
That's
a lot of places are doing.
Really?
Or what they're not doing is when you order stuff, they won't give you certain things like tomatoes or, you
right.
know.
They're not giving
you
tomatoes
ask for
out.
Them and then they charge
and you.
You
ask for it and then, yeah, exactly. Like you said, then they'll charge you for it.
We're not charging for tomatoes, but we're not giving them out anymore unless they're asked for. And
yeah.
really, nope. Like, I get like maybe two orders a day that they ask for tomatoes.
I doubt anyone notices, really.
No, no one really does. They always just like fucking push that shit to the side. Every time the servers bring yeah. back the plates, it's always on.
You
there.
Figure it is. It does add up after a while. Like, especially
yeah.
a restaurant like where you work at, they do a lot of business. So
yeah.
you take all those, you add them up after like, say, a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot of fucking food for
and,
sure.
We get our tomatoes from Florida, I guess, and Texas, and the price has gone way up.
Oh, yeah. For sure,
and,
dude.
And
that
shipping
shit's out.
All that stuff,
yeah.
and you know, we're just trying to cut costs a little bit. Now, since we haven't been giving out tomatoes, we go through like a box every 4 days versus a box
every
a day.
Day. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. So it's working for us, and that means raises for me, which they've been talking about, which is kind of nice. So.
21 cents for a honey mustard packet.
Right.
The jerk manager made me break a $50 bill. So I grabbed all their napkins, carried them into the parking lot, and tossed them all over the air in protest and drove off. Down the road, I realized I left my wallet at the counter. Fuck my life! You have to go back, sucker! Oh, shit.
Like, hey, I'm sorry. Not really, but can I have my wallet, please?
They're like, when you go pick up all that little temper tantrum bullshit, then you can have it back. That's fucking awesome.
I would send somebody else back and be like, hey, dude, this is what's in my wallet. Tell them what's in it. Tell them it's yours and take it back.
Today, my 9-year-old nephew found his way onto my iTunes. I now have 401 songs titled AIDJ3P by FFJIEL. Fuck my life. Just
oh
like ASDFGK, blah, blah. I'll beat his little 9-year-old ass, dude.
Oh, you have to go through all that shit.
I would give him a list and be like, here's your English lesson for the year. Fix that shit, you little
right
bastard.
Now.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Today, my dad told me I was going to Walgreens. Or today, excuse my face. Today, I told my dad I was going to Walgreens.
Right.
Right. And asked if he needed anything. He needed condoms and that I should call him when I get there so he can explain the kind he likes. Fuck my life.
Oh.
Dad, the funny thing is, dad's been married for like 30 years, so... Hey, Mom, do you need anything at Walgreens? Because Dad only needed some condoms. So I was just, what?
What?
Happy Father's Day, Dad. Here's a divorce.
That sucks for you.
Oh, today, my boyfriend and I took a late night drive, and after a while, he stopped at a gas station and asked if I wanted anything. I replied, guess. He came out and gave me a box of tampons. Apparently, I've been bitchy. Fuck my life.
Oh.
Guess. Well, let's see. You're kind of being a bitch, so are you bleeding from your vagina?
Let me grab some of
those for you. All right. Well, you can never have too many, so. Today, my brother and I found a little bird that couldn't fly.
Aww.
While trying to convince my mom that it couldn't fly so we could keep it, I lightly tossed it in the air, and it landed a few feet in front of me. Then my cat grabbed it. And ate it.
Yes!
Fuck my life. Good kitty.
Can we keep it? Oh, looks like you're keeping it now.
Well, not anymore. But I'll tell you what, honey, you can shovel out the litter box in a few days.
That's going to be a big turd.
All right, a few more here. Today, I visited my grandma. She offered me some chips in Ziploc bag. I thought they were sour cream and onion chips from the look of it. They were probably not.
Probably not.
They tasted funny, but I didn't want to be rude, and I kept eating. I looked closer after a while and noticed that what I thought were chives was actually mold. Fuck my life.
Oh, my God.
Your grandma just poisoned you, dude. That fucking sucks.
That is sick.
Wow.
Oh, fucking geez. Old people.
Chips are as old as my grandmother.
Oh,
that's
God.
Crazy. Today, a car floated slowly into my lane from the left with no signal. She gazed at the right turn like it was going to kiss her. What the fuck, lady? What? I shouted, slamming on my brakes. 2 seconds later, I hear a tiny voice in my back seat. What fuck, yady? My 22-month-old son's first full sentence. What fuck, yady? What the fuck, lady? Yeah, what fuck, lady?
That's so awesome.
That would be so great.
Oh, man.
My son's first sentence.
Yeah. Honey, he just told some lady what the fuck. Kinda, I mean... Oh, a couple more here today. I told my dad I couldn't make the trip to see him this weekend because I had to work. I surprised him by driving 10 hours, and while he was out, I let myself in with my key and hid behind the couch for when he came in. He walked in. I jumped out. I then had to call 911. Fuck my life. He had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
I gave my dad a heart attack. For Father's Day!
Oh, yeah. My God!
That would taste a booby prize.
For sure. All right, last one for tonight, episode 208. Today, my boyfriend called me, and I told him about the anime con I'm attending. He then broke up with me. Fuck my life.
No.
And that I wanted to go as Sailor Mars.
He told
me he had no idea what that was. After being mad for
Sailor
about...
Moon.
I mean, come on.
Sailor Moon.
After being mad for about 10 minutes, I realized that I wanted to break up with him over not knowing what Sailor Moon was.
Aww.
Fuck my life.
That's retarded.
Oh, that is retarded.
So we got an invitation to what? Did you want to mention anything about that?
What?
We got an invitation today.
Oh, no.
No?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It's to a wedding reception that I'm sure we will go to and tell you guys all the fuck about it. All right, so before we get out of here, I just want to read this one last story here because it's really fantastic. Just from the headline, this one is called Banjo Rammed Down Man's Throat.
Awesome!
Like, maybe they were dueling banjo. A Hungarian tourist used a banjo to beat a 69-year-old man before ramming the broken off neck down his throat. Fernand Ambach, 32, a dive master in Hungary, has pleaded not guilty to murdering Ronald Brown in Onehunga, Auckland. The jury was sworn in this morning, and this afternoon was taken by bus and shown several premises where the accused went on the night of the incident, an internet cafe, a bar, a liquor store, and Mr. Brown's flat, of course. He was on the internet saw some YouTube videos of this guy, hit a bar, hit a liquor store, went to his fucking house, fucking killed his ass with a banjo.
Oh my god.
That's the best way to be killed ever. Like, you die and you go up to heaven and you're at the pearly gates and they're like, dude, what's wrong? You're like, oh, I got a banjo shoved down my fucking throat. Ambach was led around the premises in handcuffs, flanked by three security guards. Traffic in Wonhunga was brought to a standstill as the convoy of 10 vehicles made its way through. Like, they're going on the grand tour of the fucking, the place, or what? Traffic? All the goats and cows? Like, do you have cars in Hungary? I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never been, but I hear it's beautiful this time of year.
Right.
Mr. Brown's battered body was found at his flat in the early hours of December 7th, 07. He died 3 days later in hospital after his life support was switched off.
Click.
Did they pull the banjo
out of his throat? Okay. You know, maybe.
The jury of three men and nine women was told by Crown Prosecutor that Mr. Brown was assaulted with a 2.7-kilogram banjo. He was struck to the head with a number of blows. The accused allegedly met Mr. Brown in a bar before he went back to his home. Mr. Williams told the jury there was a misunderstanding between the men, with Mr. Brown wrongly thinking Ambach was gay.
Oh.
I mean, you meet at a bar, you play banjo, like, you're going home with the dude. I mean, if that's not mixed signals, I don't know what the fuck
ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, no, I really wanted to play dueling banjo. Oh, you thought I meant my dick is a banjo. Oh, should have had a V8. That's totally my bad right there, guys. A heated argument broke out between them when Ambach is accused of severely beating Mr. Brown with a banjo, a boot the head. Mr. Brown was struck 5 times before Ambach rammed the broken-off neck of the banjo down Mr. Brown's throat. Going downtown.
That is fucked up. That's crazy.
Could you imagine being like...
get on the floor! Open your fucking mouth! Good news! Just like, I don't fucking know, maybe, you know?
A banjo, though? That's like, so awesome. Wow. Best murder weapon ever. See, Braden? Things change. First time anyone's ever been killed by a banjo being beaten about the head and then... promptly rammed down their fucking throat.
Right?
That's awesome. Mr. Williams told the jury they would have to decide whether Ambach's actions caused Mr. Brown injury, whether he knew those injuries would cause death, and whether he was reckless. Quote, the accused didn't just hit him once to disable him. He hit him again and again and again in the head with a solid metal object.
Wow.
I could just picture, like, the sound it made. Like, the old cartoons with the banjo dude's playing, and he, like, hits him in the head, and it just keeps, like, making the banjo sound.
Like, the ding, da ding, da ding, da ding.
Totally. Oh, man. Greatest murder ever.
Oh.
The witnesses would include family and friends, the owner of the internet cafe, blah, blah, blah. The jury was told Mr. Brown suffered facial bruising, a skull fracture, and multiple bruises consistent with blunt force trauma. He died as a result of head injuries.
Wow.
That is it for that story.
Wow.
Don't fake out dudes pretending you're gay. That's
right.
All. That's all.
Especially if they have banjos.
I know.
Careful.
Like, man, we were just going to fucking duel banjos.
Yeah,
that's
man.
All.
We're just going to hang out and play some banjos.
All right. So, real quick before we get out of here, this one is called Priest Held for Selling Body Parts. I just love
it
when priests get in trouble for
that
weird,
sounds amazing.
Weird, sick shit like this. Priest and mortuary worker were arrested after being found in possession of human body parts.
Whoa.
Mostly all just, you know, dicks
penises
and balls,
and...
but, you know.
Right.
God works in mysterious ways. the Zion Apostolic...
What?
Apostolic church priest and casual worker for at least 2 mortuaries were arrested after police were called to the home of a Sangoma in Acorn Hook. Where they found a white woman's breast and hand on Saturday.
Huh.
Like, he gets the breast to feel and the hand to jerk
him
himself
off
with. Yeah, come on.
Oh.
Woo.
Oh.
That's awesome, dude. The other guy's got, like, the pussy and shit. He's
right.
Like, I got the asshole. Hey, toss me a boob. Oh, you weird preachers.
Oh,
weird motherfuckers.
At least they're not fucking
kids. I want an
kids.
Eye socket.
Yeah,
right?
Shit,
at least they're
dude.
Not fucking kids.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is better.
Yeah.
I'd much rather
He's
have
hooking
you.
Up with the mortuary guy. Hey, I know you just had a funeral. I just did
I
a
mean,
service for this lady and her family. She's pretty good looking. Could I come over and maybe
Get use that.
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, they're already dead.
She's dead. Yeah. I mean, they were fake titties.
She's not going to know it.
No shit. Right. Done and done.
She's not gonna be mad about it.
A preacher, right? Just bless it when we're done.
Right, right.
All is good.
Ask for forgiveness.
Say four Hail Marys and let it go.
That's right. Done and done. No problem. No harm. No foul, man.
Wow.
That's awesome. The drama, which the police believe will lead to the arrest of more people, of course, more church people probably, started when the priest tried to sell the body parts to the Sangoma at Green Valley Trust.
I know, they were used.
Hey, I got... Fuck yeah, dude. Can I take it out for a test drive? Well, I don't know.
Hey, it works, man. I've already tried.
Yeah,
it's good.
Trust me.
Take my word for it, buddy.
Here's a video. The Sangoma pretended to be preparing money to buy the body parts, but instead called the police and told them about what the 48-year-old priest had tried to sell him. The police immediately arrested the priest and confiscated the body parts, which they took to the government mortuary and all had sex with them. Weird. They led the 35-year-old casual worker of the Doves and, I don't even fucking know what that says, funeral undertakers. He confessed that he was responsible for removing parts of at least 5 bodies while dressing the bodies for cremation.
Wow. So why was he trying to sell the body parts to this guy?
So he could fuck them. Duh.
Well, was he, does it say anywhere that he actually was having sex with these body parts? Or is he like black marketing trying to sell body parts?
I think just for weird to have sex with.
Yeah.
He said he did not know what the body parts were to be used for, but could not rule out the possibility of mutilation, eating. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Are they old? Weird. Are they spoiled? Can I still eat these?
Ew.
I mean, a boob and a hand. That was my guess.
Kind of jerking off. Yeah, that's what I would
you know,
think
that's,
too, you know?
That's all I got.
That's weird.
So, yeah, that
really
is it for that
weird.
Story. Sorry, I totally forgot I had that story up, and I love reading about fucking
priests
doing messed up junk, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, you guys got anything else before we get the fuck out?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good. I enjoyed myself tonight talking to the people.
Fantastic. All right, guys. Well, as always, thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. You can always email us, info@thejamhole.com. Like I said, if you guys have any farewells or anything like that you'd like to send to Braden, just info@thejamhole.com. He'll get all that shit. Other than that, thejamhole.com/Twitter/YouTube/MySpace, the usual stuff. We got it all. 406-204-4687. Leave us messages for Wednesday night show, episode 209. Other than that, yeah, we'll see you guys then. Goodbye.
Yep. Later.
Good night.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. 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 .com.